So then this same teaching, Bhagwan continues how to get out of these likes and dislikes and how to get out of this prakriti. This is my nature. How to get out of the bondage of that? So verse number 35. This is a very, very beautiful verse. Shreyan swadharmo vigunah.
Shreyan swadharmo vigunah.
Paradharmat svanushthitat.
Paradharmat svanushthitat.
Swadharme nidhanam shreyah.
Swadharme nidhanam shreyah.
Paradharmo bhayavah. Together, Shreyan Swadharmo Vigunah Paradharmat Svanushthitat Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyah Paradharmo Bhayavah. Shreyan. Shreyan, Shreya is a word which means that is which is good for all. Not only good for me, but good for everybody at all times. That is the meaning of Shreya. It comes also in Kathopanishad, Shreya and Preya. So Shreya is what is not only good for me, but good for all and at all times, past, present, future. So that is Shreya. It's a beautiful Sanskrit word. So Shreya, Swadharma. Swadharma, my own dharma. Dharma is the word which has probably 100 meanings. If you look in the Sanskrit dictionary, dharma has two pages of meaning, and then it says etc. etc. It means duty, it means your station in life, it means your religion, it means many. It means that which is your essence. Because dharma, the root is dhri, that which supports. So here Bhagwan uses dharma in the sense of duty. So swadharma. So what is your duty? That is better. Even though viguna, even though it may be without merit, it may not be that good. But what is my duty is better than paradharmat, better than paradharma swa anushthitat. Even though it may be appear better, somebody else's duty may appear better to me, but my duty is what I should do, even though it may not be at that same level. And we'll explain that. Why? Swadharme nidhanam shreya. In practice of your dharma, even death is superior. Why does Krishna say death? We'll talk about it. Paradharmo bhayavah. But practicing somebody else's dharma is fearful. So in your own dharma, by death, not for us, that was mostly applying to Arjuna. Because Arjuna was saying that in this war there will be so many deaths. But Krishna says, Bhagavan says, even if you have to die in performance of your duty, you should do it. For you and me, what it means is even though it is difficult, we may not die, but even if it is difficult, you should perform your duty and not somebody else's duty. So swadharma is my duty, paradharma is somebody else's duty. And what do? As I said before, we do what we like and run away from what we dislike. And that creates more vasanas, more tendencies. And for Arjuna, this particular verse is very applicable because he was going to give up his dharma. His dharma, his duty was a kshatriya. He was a warrior who had been trained from childhood to fight against evil. And now he has an opportunity where the evil are standing on the other side. And instead of doing his duty, what is the right thing, he wanted to run away and become a sannyasi. He said, I want to put on orange clothes. I want to go to the forest and meditate. And I want to study the Upanishads. But Bhagavan says, you are not ready yet. You are not ready for a life of sannyas, to give up your... You know, you still have all these kingly tendencies, you have all these warrior tendencies, and if you give up everything, and so even though you have all these warrior tendencies, if you give everything up and run away to the forest, you think you will be able to meditate? You will be thinking, you know, that Duryodhana, I should have, when I had the opportunity, I should have. Your mind is still very, very rajasic. Like for us, if we still are in a family and like to work, then do your work to the best of your ability and do some karma yoga, do some service. Slowly, slowly, you can withdraw. You can retire from your work and spend more time in study, in meditation, in associating with saintly people. So when your desires are strong, work, but work for the benefit of mankind. Without I and my, the Lord is working through me. So work with that attitude. And then as we get older, as our children go away to college and get married and all, then slowly we can start withdrawing and then develop a life of sannyas, develop a life of renunciation. So what Bhagavan is saying, even in your profession, see, it happens to Indian parents a lot. You know, our son has artistic, and he says, Mom, Dad, I want to be an artist, or I want to be an actor, or I want to be a singer. We say, no, don't do that. You know, actors don't make any money. Singers are all starving. Better you go into engineering. Better you go into medicine. Doctor banja, at least you'll make some money. And the child does not enjoy that, and we forcefully send that child. And after what happens? After 4 years, the child drops out and comes back. I don't want to go to medical college. So, of course, we have to encourage our children to do well, but we have to see what is his tendency and encourage him to go in that direction. I have a friend, I think I mentioned that. I was amazed. This guy is a very successful pulmonologist in Florida, very successful, one of the busiest, and his son wanted to become an actor. So he said, you want to become an actor, go ahead. And he actually went to New York acting school, which is drama school, which is the hardest to get into. And he's doing reasonably well. He has, you know, parts in TVs and in the ads and all. He said he wanted, otherwise I would be surprised, want him to become an actor? He said, that's fine. You want to become, that's good. He did not want to superimpose. So that's what they say, that do what is your own dharma. And this could change, you know, like people when they are little, everybody wants to be a pilot. Everybody wants to be a, you know, what do you call it? Somebody wants to be a truck driver. That sounds very... And then as we get older, even in our life right now, what is my dharma as a householder might change as I get more spiritually evolved, as I study Bhagavad Gita. I might say my dharma is not only to take care of my family, but to take care of my community and help others. So your swadharma could also mature as your thinking matures. And as I said, doing my own duty is what I am best at, is more important than taking somebody else's duty, even though that, like we said, that, you know, that profession pays more, but I'm not, you know, inclined for that, or I'm not equipped to do that. Like, I can't stand the sight of blood. And, you know, you send this person into med school, what is going to happen? Like, I have decided my dharma, I'm going to get up in the morning and meditate, and I'm going to do some prayers, and I'm going to do some reading. But what happens? At night time, Friday night, I go to a party, or I turn on Netflix at 9:30, and then till 12 o'clock I'm watching a movie, and then I don't fall asleep till 1. And then what happens? My morning meditation is gone, puja is gone, study is gone, I sleep till 9-10 o'clock. So what you have done, you have violated your swadharma, what you had decided you are going to do, and your whole Saturday is ruined. And then, so the point is that, yes, if it is my dharma that I have to get up, it's okay. I have gone to a party, leave by 9 o'clock. Why do you have to stay? Why do you have to, you know, put on a movie at 9:30 at night? Do what is the right thing for you, what you have decided. Other thing about swadharma is do what I am good at. like men, we have this problem, you know, something is broken, washer or dishwasher, I'm going to fix it. So then he opens it up and he tells his wife, bring this tool, bring that. He doesn't know any of it. He has read somewhere in the internet. And end up 3-4 days, she could have called that repairman, would have been fixed in 3 hours. But because he has read it in a book, this reminds me, this guy goes to a bookstore and he says, can you give me a book on self-help? So the clerk says, the lady at the counter, she says, if I give you the book on self-help, it will defeat the purpose, won't it? Go find it yourself. So find out what you are good at. Like another thing which we have all done, we buy a new house, I'm going to mow the lawn. I'm not going to pay a gardener. So we go buy a lawnmower, we buy seeds, I'm going to plant fruits and vegetables. And after 3 months, the lawn looks horrible, looks brown, and the grass is growing. And the wife says, better call a gardener. So the point is that if you are good at it, do it. If not, delegate. You know, that's what outsourcing is. If I'm good at it, I do it. Otherwise, hire help or get somebody who knows the thing to do it. Then at the job, you know, we always say, I can do his job better than mine. It doesn't matter whether you are good at whatever job you have been assigned, do it to the best of your ability. In politics, people are very good at after dinner, they will sit around on the couch, you know, with a beer in the hand, and then they will criticize the president and the prime minister and, oh, these guys are not doing a good job. You are not there. You are not the president. You are not the prime. What is the point of wasting your time? Do what you are good at. Do where you are stationed. One thing we should remember, wherever God has placed me, that is the right place for me. Walk with that understanding. Wherever I have been placed, whether I have been made a man or a woman, whatever country I was born in, whatever country I am living in, whatever partner I have married or met, that is the right one for me. That because the Lord picks, or the Lord or the totality or consciousness picks what is good for us, for our spiritual growth. And even if there are joys and sorrows, they are meant for me to grow. So understand that. And the highest swadharma, the highest, which Vedanta always says, is Atma. That you are this consciousness, and that is your dharma. Every rest, the dharma of the body, the dharma of the mind for emotion, dharma of intellect, these are not me. These are all my equipment. So whatever takes me to my dharma, that I am this consciousness, that understanding we should, once we have studied the Bhagavad Gita, that I am the consciousness. Consciousness is not that consciousness is in me, but I am that. And this body, mind and intellect are my equipment. So what is happening to the body is not happening to me. Even the joy and sorrow, heat and cold. What is happening to the mind? Somebody loves me, somebody does not. It is not happening to me. Any joys and sorrows, any success or failure, insult or praise, they all belong to the body, mind and intellect. But my dharma, I am that. And our whole life should be geared towards going towards that goal of I am that consciousness, which is the essential teaching of the Upanishads and the essential teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. So that is my dharma, to practice that I am that consciousness, Atma. So here the chapter of Karma Yoga ends. So they say, but there are 8 more verses, or yes, there are 8 more verses or 9 verses still left. What do you mean by chapter ends? Bhagavan's teaching has ended. Now it is question answer. Like at the end of our class, you know, we usually have 10 or 15 minutes for question answers. So Bhagavan is giving time to Arjuna to ask a question. So the next verse number 36, is Arjuna's question.